Jaina planted her hands on her hips and looked up at her uncle.
Dala is up to her old tricks again.
Luke sighed. What's she done this time?
We've had a few more Jedi snap, Jaina said. Two, in fact.
Sathaya Saar and who else?
Two in addition to Saar.
Luke whistled softly, then nodded for her to continue.
Turi Altamek and Kunar Bon. Dala doesn't know about Bon, which is a good thing for us, but she's putting the pressure on for us to surrender Saar and Turi.
What kind of pressure? Luke kept his face calm, but inwardly he had a bad feeling about this.
First, she sent a nicely vague threat to Hamner, hinting that the families of the Jedi might be the ones to pay the price for our failure to ask how high when she says jump. That's when I left, so I wasn't caught when the Mandos started a siege.
Luke stared at her, disbelieving.
A siege? Dala is laying siege to the Jedi Temple? To get the release of two beings?
Jaina nodded.
It's ludicrous and insulting. And scary. I know it's Jedi who are going nuts, but I have to tell you, Dala is making decisions that sure don't sound very sane or smart to me.
She hesitated.
Uncle Luke, don't you think it's time that you accepted some help? I know you made a deal with Dala, but she certainly isn't behaving rationally now, and you're being forced to ally with Sith against this unknown thing in the Maw. Wouldn't reinforcements be a good idea? Isn't this whole situation more important than your agreement with Dala?
Luke sighed. It's not for me to ask for reinforcements or help of any kind. Jaina, you're one person and you're not acting on any orders by being here. You're my niece and you want to help. That I can accept. But I'm trying to do more than just fulfill the terms of my arrangement with Dala. I believe I'm close to finding out what went wrong with Jason, and to finding a cure for those who were in shelter during the war. Dala's entire point is that the Jedi can't be trusted. If the Jedi Grand Master can't be trusted to keep his word, who can? Jaina glanced away at that. She was distressed, but he couldn't figure out why. And then his gaze fell on her hand, and he understood that sense of sorrow that muted her vibrancy. She frowned a little as she followed his gaze, moving her left hand somewhat self-consciously behind her back.
Yes, okay, I ended the engagement. I'm the Sword of the Jedi. You name me so, Uncle Luke, and I've got to always remember that, no matter what my personal wants or needs are. I have a duty.
Luke didn't know the details of the situation. He didn't know if this decision was the right one or the wrong one. But right now, it didn't matter. She and Jag would either work it out or they wouldn't. But for now...
Well, I can certainly use another Jedi. I'll send you everything I have on Abeloth. But for now, let's get moving.